Well, good morning. It's good that we can meet together, and good morning to you on Zoom, Angela. Let's just pray before we start. Lord, we do just thank you for one another. We thank you for your word, and we pray that as we just look at this together now, we pray that you would speak to each one of us and that you'll give us obedient hearts. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning we're continuing to look at the letter of John, 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 to 24. And the main theme, as David's already alluded together in verse 11, is that we should love one another. Just before we look at that, let me just share with you this. There was a survey that was taken, and it was of 8,600 people from different congregations in 39 different denominations. And the conclusion wasn't really rocket science, but the conclusion was this. Growing churches are more loving to each other and to visitors than declining churches. And that speaks volumes, doesn't it? If we want our churches to grow, then we should be showing love not only to each other, but to visitors as well. And that isn't just something that we do just so our church will grow, but we're called to love one another. I often look around the world. I say to Pam, wouldn't life be so much easier if people just got on and loved one another? Wouldn't it be a different world? But we know it's far easier said than done. It's easy to say love one another, but it's harder to put into practice. So John tells us one or two things about love, which we're going to have a look at this morning. And first of all, it reminds us that it's not something new. It's not a new message. If we look at the Bible, we see right through the Bible that the whole theme of the Bible is the theme of love. But we need to be constantly reminded about it. And the opposite of love is obviously hate. And John go straight in there and points us to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 8, and about that reading that we've just had there about Cain and Abel. Notice Cain and Abel both brought their offerings. One was accepted and one wasn't. And the reason that Cain's offering wasn't accepted was because of his sinful behaviour. And that resulted in him murdering his brother Abel in the field. And hate can do some terrible things for us and affect our behaviour. So we need to be aware of that. But the opposite of hate, of course, is love. I wonder if I asked you what love was this morning, what would you say? Sometimes we write things down and we'll say, love is, and then you've got to write it down. I wonder what you'd say this morning. There was an advert on TV at one time, and it said, love is giving a person your last Rolo. Now that's real love, isn't it? But love can be very broad. I love to eat pizza. I love my cat or my dog. I love my friend. It can mean all kinds of different things. And it can be very broad. But the Bible talks about a different kind of love. And we could do well to consider what the Bible says. And we had this last week, but that's fine. A definition of love is given to us in 1 Corinthians, verses 13 and 4 to 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Now, this is a hard one. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. And we see in this reading from the letter of John that love is a commandment. It's not a choice. It's easy to love someone when things are going well and when things are honky-dory. We find it easy to love then. But when things are not going very well, we find it a bit harder. Love is a commandment. It's not optional. And love is the distinguishing mark of a believer. So if we belong to Jesus, we should be displaying love in our lives. And John tells us that love for one another is an outward sign that we love Jesus. If we believe in him, then we will love one another. Have you heard the saying about something or someone sticks out like a sore thumb? I'm sure you've heard that and used that. Chap called Rodney Pickett, and I haven't a clue who he is, but he made this observation. Love is the identifying mark of Christianity. In a world of hate, envy, and anger, love sticks out like a healthy thumb. And I wonder if our love sticks out like a healthy thumb. And that's good, it's a thumbs up. That's a positive thing for us to do. And Jesus is our example of love. He's our prime example, and he gave his life for us. I wonder how many of us would be willing to do what Jesus did. He gave his life for us, and that is love. Not because we deserved it, but it was freely given. It was a love with no strings attached, and it was unconditional. It was costly. It required a sacrifice. And these are all aspects of what true love is. What's my love like, I wonder? Well, this is my love. My love is like a toaster. That's a bit of a strange thing to put up about love. But in order for a toaster to work, what do we need to do? We need to switch it on. And sometimes, I've got to admit, my love is, as it were, not switched on. And that might depend on circumstances. I don't know how you like your toast, whether you like it lightly done or well done. This is a piece of toast in our toaster at home, and it didn't come out very well because the setting was only on one. But if you put the setting on four, perfect. It's lovely. You know, sometimes our love can be like those slices of toast. If we're only on dial one, our love is not very effective at all. It's there, which is a good thing, a positive thing. But sometimes we need to up it up a little bit, don't we? And put it on number four, so it's perfect. And then we get a good result. I don't know if you can identify with that. That just helped me understand love. Now, John, if we go back to John's Gospel, and this fits in with our theme this morning, in verse 34, Jesus said, love one another. But he goes a stage further and he says this, love one another as I have loved you. We've already said Jesus' love was freely given with no strings attached and it's unconditional. I wonder if that's a kind of love that we give out to others. The love of Jesus persists regardless of circumstances. Loving others even when they don't deserve it. How many of you got shoelaces this morning? Put your hands up. Right. A lot of people these days don't have shoelaces, do they? And I can understand why they don't have shoelaces. When I was younger, shoelaces were a problem. Tying them was a problem. But now it's getting down to them that's a problem. And that's why people don't have shoelaces. But how did you learn to tie shoelaces? Normally, it's our parents will show us how to tie our shoelaces. Watch me, and then you try it. Watch me, you try it. And then the parent or the carer says, now you do what I do. And that's what Jesus is trying to say to us about loving others. You've seen how I love you. Now you love others in the way that I do. And how do we do that? This is a key verse that we need to be aware of. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Now, I believe John's not saying that we should all die and lay down our lives for each other, although some people are called to do that. He's saying we need to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. 3 months every year, I'm not allowed to sing because of my throat. So when I have a look at the words on the screen, I take more notice of the pictures. Now, because we don't look at pictures because we're looking at the word, Dave is fantastic with the pictures. And this morning, my servant King was a picture of this, holding our hands out, making ourselves available to God. And that's part of our expression of love. We need to die to self every day and to give ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. To treat others better than we treat ourselves. I wonder if we do that. We don't often do things that are bad to ourselves. But we need to treat others better than we treat ourselves and put other people first. Another key verse is this. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother or sister in need but has no pity on him or her, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let's not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. John is more concerned about how we live our lives on a day-to-day basis. And in plain terms, John is simply asking us, would we give up our worldly goods to serve fellow believers when we see their needs? So if one of our brothers and sisters are in need, what do we do about it? How can we show love? One of the suggestions here is that we can use our material possessions to help them. If we see people in need and refuse to help, then that's unloving. Love is the daily act of laying down our time, our money, our talent, to do what is spiritually best for others. I wonder if we're willing to do that. True love is expressed through actions and not words. It didn't have to be a big thing. On Friday, I had to go up to the hospital to get my hearing aid tube changed. And it was completely empty, just me there. And this lady came in and she was looking around and she was obviously thinking, am I in the right place here? So I spoke to her and said, yes, you are in the right place. Well, what do you do? I explained what happened. And she was a bit concerned about having to have a hearing aid. So I sat down with her, took my hearing aid out and said, this is what it looks like. This is what you've got to do with it. And that woman was ever so grateful for that. And she came in lacking confidence, but she went out being loved. Just a simple word, being there for someone and sharing whatever we have, whether that's a conversation or our material goods. How do we show our love to others? Do we look out for opportunities to share that love? In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 16, we read these words. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by actions, is dead. And not only do other people benefit from us showing love, but we benefit from it too. And the first thing is that it gives us an assurance of our salvation. In verse 14, it says, if we show love to others, it shows that we passed from death to life. In verse 19, it shows us that those who love belong to the truth. Conversely, if we don't love, it's saying neither of those statements are true. And it says this also, if we have no love, we remain in death. The second thing is that our prayers will be answered. Armed with the love of Jesus, we can pray powerful prayers that Jesus will answer. And if we're showing love towards others and love to God, we will be praying in the will of God, looking out for the needs of others. It also helps our relationship with God. And he will answer our prayers. But notice, God will give you the things that you ask for if you are obeying what he says in the reading. This is a commandment, it says. Oops. This is his commandment, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, to love one another as he has commanded us to do. Those who obey his command and live in him and he in them, this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it is by his spirit that he gives us. the Spirit lived inside us, and he helped us to live our lives as he wants us to do. And he testifies that we belong to God if we love others. Love on its own is no good unless we have belief in Jesus. That's very important. And obey his commands. That verse is given as a proof of our relationship to God. And the Holy Spirit will confirm that. So let's just conclude. We need to acknowledge that loving others is not always easy. We were reminded last week about God's love being lavished upon us. We talked about that in our house group this last week, and Richard reminded us that he always thinks of being lavished with cream and strawberries, a picture of it. That's a wonderful picture. God lavishes his love on us. But we need to be prepared to give ourselves so that God can show his love to others. So may we be prepared this morning to give ourselves afresh to God, the God who loves us, and ask that he will equip us to help others, to help us to love others, just as Jesus has loved us. Let's just pray. Lord, as I seek to advance your kingdom through love and action and prayer this week, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you that I do not journey alone. We ask that you'll be my strength and my shield. In Jesus' name, amen.